Hello everyone, welcome to Mindshifters. I'm your host, Mireille Wagner. And today the show is going to be slightly different. This is an interview with a group that also run a podcast. So they're streaming to their platforms and I'm going to be placing it on my platforms. But we're chatting to each other about trauma and chronic illness. So welcome to Sarah and Simba from Living with the Spirit. You're based in Chiang Mai. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you guys do in Chiang Mai?
Yes, thank you, Mireille. And so nice to have you. We all to do this together. Really fun. Yeah, me and my husband Simba, we live in Chiang Mai since 6-7 years. We have devoted our lives to healing ourselves on a physical, emotional, spiritual level. And together we run a healing center where we help other people do the same.
Wonderful. So interesting. So I'm really curious how you guys found your way into starting a center all the way in Thailand, because Sarah, you're not from Thailand and neither are you, Simba.
No, I can share a little bit because it was me who came here in the first place. So I've been traveling to Thailand since 1999. I think that was the first time. And then parts of my family moved here. And so I've been coming to Thailand. It's been feeling like home for many, many years. And I was in quite big need of healing 7 years ago, when I just packed up my life and left to go to Chiang Mai and see there must be something else to this life. And there was, so I stayed. So since then, I've been 100% focused on my healing, healing, yeah, all of it. And then Simba and I knew each other from before, and we started to take up a little bit of contact again. And then he decided quite quickly to move with me to Thailand and join me on my quest to my quest towards an abundant lifestyle, I could say, like a life worth living. And then, yeah, we decided to do this together and start a center. And yeah,
awesome. So can you tell me a little bit about, because when we talk about healing, I think healing from so many different things we can, you know, talk about. So, but, you know, I personally support people who have had chronic symptoms for many years. They've been to many doctors, they've taken many medications, and they're really straight. They're in that place where, you know, what else do I need to do to really feel better? Because many of the places that they've been to don't have any answers for them. So the work that I've done is mostly clinical. So through functional medicine, we're trying to understand what functions have broken down in the body and how can we start restoring function in the body. And the longer I've been on this journey, the more I come across clients who, even though we do a lot of the clinical work, still don't reach that ultimate healing, you know, and relief from their symptoms. So they might make progress, but there's still some elements that are holding them back. And which took me as well into the area of like how much on that timeline of theirs, because I always speak about their symptoms being one thing, their timeline and their health history. So the timeline is so important because it informs the events in their life that is leading or influencing their experience today. And I'm sure you guys understand this so much from your own personal journey. So I'd love to hear what it was on your timeline, for instance, that led you to finding the modalities that you use. And we can speak about the different modalities that you use. So who wants to start with, you know,
start a little bit, because I think that my situation was the most alike to your clients. Because I had a lot of physical stuff going on. I had a low thyroid. My adrenals were just burnt out. I was in a place where I had to do something. I was like, okay, this is not working. I'm going towards a very bad place. So when I came here, I started to explore detoxification, like deep detoxification, to regenerate my cells in the body. to restore the organs in my cells. So that was the first thing that I started to do. And I did that very, very deep because I had a lot of stuff to do or to recover from. So, but if, I mean, first of all, the type of healing modalities that are available over here was very different from where we come from in Europe. Mm-hmm. And there was just, there wasn't a lot of different things available. So over here, I had a whole thing to, there was so many things to choose from. So we started to experiment, really. So, mm-hmm. and all the things that were, that had almost like a life-changing impact on any of our healing, then we decided to learn that so we could teach that. So it's been through exploring and using natural healing modalities to restore the organ health, the energy levels, the emotional balance, and like belief systems and things like that. Yeah. So it's been an ongoing process.
Okay. And so all the tools that you have in your toolbox, do you want to kind of name them and describe how they helped you?
Oh.
Is that?
Yes,
is that
something of course. Yeah. I can start and then I will hand over to Simba. And so I started with detoxification, which is one of the major tools that I used for my healing.
Okay, and I'm going to stop you because when we speak detoxification, and from our point of view, there are many ways that you can detox the body.
Yes.
And so I'm curious, in when you speak detoxification, what are you talking about? What are you kind of doing when you're deep detoxing?
So the detoxification can be done on many, many, many levels. Mm-hmm. But what we're doing is that we are removing foods. Like we're removing everything that has a toxic effect on the body, and we're only like we're boosting the body with fruits and vegetables, basically, and herbs.
And
okay. Then within the detoxifications, there's different levels of depth, and there's different styles that you can do, like different protocols, depending on where you're at, what you need, and where you want to go. So as a detoxification specialist, and with the amount of experience that I have and the amount of people that I've been guiding through the detoxification, I can intuitively know what they need and create protocols.
Okay. Yeah, it's very similar to what I do in terms of, you know, mostly if nobody's detoxed before, just starting with food, yeah. removing, you know, the harmful foods and adding the good foods helps yeah. the body support yes. the body's systems. Yeah. And then because when you do detox, like probably the way you do it as well, with, you know, other things that might pull toxins out of the cells, it can make a person unstable for a while. So
yes, and that is the emotional detox that comes together. So the physical detox will promote an emotional detox because the unprocessed emotions or stress or negativity that is stored in a unhealthy cell, when that cell heals, then the body removes the negativity and you feel that on the way out. And that's why people can feel a little bit unstable during a detox mm-hmm. or during a physical detox. And yeah. also it will trigger fears or belief system, and that's why it becomes a spiritual detox. So it's yeah. a fantastic and very, very interesting tool to use.
Yeah, it's so what we call is, yeah. people go through a healing crisis, right? Is what
yes.
you need to
go yeah. through. Healing crisis or a detoxification symptoms.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Okay, carry on. Sorry.
Then I don't know. I don't remember what order. And Simba, you need to fill me in if I forget, but I did a breathwork modality that is one of our deepest and most appreciated tools that we have here on the farm, but also online. Mm-hmm. It is a way to kind of shift the chemistry in the body and work with the oxygen levels and the CO2 levels in the blood, and it creates a fantastic experience where the body will kind of naturally flush the nervous system and bring unprocessed memories, events, and emotions to the surface. And it's done in a, yeah, it's very transformational. You can, it's very, very cool. So when we experienced that, that was definitely something that we wanted to add to the toolbox.
Okay, great.
And I'm also a yin yoga teacher, where I use the yin yoga to, because all the stored, the emotions and the trauma and the negativity and stress and all of that, it's stored in the cells, and it's stored like in the connective tissues, in the organs. It's like it's hiding a little bit. So using the yin yoga to really go to these places and allow the body to feel whatever is stored there and allow the body to process that together, like with your attention, with your breath, with relaxing, with grounding, breathing into that. Yin yoga is actually one of the modalities that I use the most to heal like lower back pain, because there's a lot of fear connected in and around the kidneys that is usually around. So I used yin yoga for that. That was amazing.
Wow. Okay. Fascinating.
Yeah.
And then, so let's come to this part that I was most interested in, which is, as you're saying, the trauma and the emotions that are trapped in the body, either from, you know, like a one event or from a compound of events through somebody's life. It doesn't have to be a single event necessarily. How do you support people through that? And what does it look like for somebody, you know, who might opt to go that path with you guys?
Simba, I'm going to let you speak a little bit.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of been my own journey, right? People always think of trauma or big events like, oh, this big thing that happened to me, and because of that, my whole life gets changed. Mm-hmm. Trauma doesn't have to be one event, right? Like you talked about the timeline, it can be many stressors that doesn't allow you to be yourself. And essentially, when it comes to the autoimmune conditions that you talked about and trauma, it's not so much about what happened to you. It is what happened inside of you as a response to what you were put through, right? The event that happened in your life has a effect on you. And it changed your chemistry, it changed your biology, it changed your beliefs, it changed the way you act, the way you think about yourself. And it essentially is energy, right? And we can look at energy many different ways, but if I'm always afraid of something, I'm always going to have tension, I'm always going to trap energy in my body. And that's not just in my muscles, that can also be in my organs, in my fascia. So essentially, I'm just putting that energy down, right? I'm trapping energy in my body instead of using it freely, expressing myself and getting more flow into my life. So a lot of work we do with trauma is to really become friends with your body again and learn to have a healthy communication with your body, because the trauma happened in the body, right? The body created a response to the trauma. And the body can come out of the trauma as well. So we need to kind of develop that, or choose to develop that relationship that's healthy and sustainable with your body again. And a lot of people are like, oh, this old back pain or this hypo, whatever it is, right? Whatever it is, you know, this thing, and we're angry at it and we talk bad to it. And it's like, well, it's here to show you something, right? Yeah. It's something that happened that it wants to show you. And you can learn to, may sound strange, but to befriend it and really see, okay, this is a teacher. What is this teaching me? Like Sarah had hypothyroidism, and that was like she was moving so fast in life that the body just slowed her down.
Fascinating. Now, you know, just as you were speaking, I've been thinking of a couple of clients, and I don't know if you've seen it, but is it possible, and this is my feeling, is that somebody could manifest a condition, right, to protect them from something or to get something, so that their condition is actually serving them in some way. It's like a punishment for something, or it's I get attention for something. Have you seen that? Is that anything that you?
Oh, you're right on the money, baby.
It's called secondary gain, usually, right? There's like, we always think about a primary gain. I do this to get this, but you can do something to become distance from something or move away from something. A big part of how people came about to understand trauma was actually through what you described, right? It was a study called A Studies in the States where they were looking at why can't people lose weight? And they were looking at a lot of people. And what they realized was that a lot of people were gaining weight as a response to stressors and triggers that had to do with previous traumas, right? Mm-hmm. And many times that like weight, for instance, in this study, right? It was a woman that she lost, I don't know, 50 pounds or something. And then she came back a few weeks later and she had gained that weight and a little bit more. And they were like, what was going on? Everything was going well. You're eating well, you're doing well, you're feeling good. And then it turns out it was a male colleague that had kind of like catcalled her, whistled at her, and that triggered a sexual abuse trauma that she had. Wow. And then she gained that weight again to protect ourselves, because then I'm not a target. No one looks at me. I don't get that kind of attention. And sometimes we're not even aware of it, right? Because these are things that when a trauma happens, your brain doesn't really remember it. It kind of blanks it out, but your body remembers it. So now you're really angry because you don't understand, why is this body doing all of these things? But the body is kind of like, ooh, this is not safe. So a big part of it is really to start to let that energy out and to befriend it so we can see it for what it is, right? Nothing that happens is trying to damage us or hurt us. It's just a response to something.
Yeah, and it's also interesting what you say about, because when children are small, they start to act based on response from parents. And I've met many cases where people realize that they started to, it was a way to get attention. So it's it can be a coping mechanism to create something to get something else.
Yeah,
and the relationship with parents or adults or ways to make us safe is more important than whatever condition we are inviting in. And and if that trauma is very deep, it can become our identity.
Yeah.
It's very, very easy for people to. Yeah. And I was on the verge to becoming very deeply identified with some of my symptoms. Mm-hmm. But since I dedicated myself to this journey, I realized that it was belief systems that I could collapse and move on and become free of.
Yeah. So if you encountered somebody like that, or say, okay, let's say we have people who have trauma, because I think we've all had trauma of some sort, etc. You know, big T, little T, they speak about big trauma, little trauma. And how would, can you describe how you would support somebody through that? What would a typical therapy look like with you guys, either online or at the retreat, at the healing center?
I mean, we always assess a lot. We assess and we talk with the person, and we create a program based on their results, what they want to accomplish, and how they want to approach it. Because because we have so many things, and we can go so deep, and we can go fast, and we can go do all the things. But it has to be in harmony with the person, because we always, always, always follow the organism. Mm-hmm. We never, ever tell the person what to do because the body, we need to follow the body. So what we are working with is that we are activating all the body's different healing mechanisms, like the self-healing mechanisms. Mm-hmm. So we create a protocol that is full circle, and then it's like we have different buttons, and we can turn them to different numbers. And we say, okay, this one we put at 5, this one we put at 4, this one 10, this one we keep low because that's not, person is not open for that, or da da da, whatever. And then we see what happens, and we follow the organism, and we support with anything that is needed. And then along the way, we adjust these different, so we bring in different tools, all depending on what the person has a calling for, what they need, and all of that. So there's never, ever a strict protocol for us.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm curious, and because I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, like, so what kind of conditions or what kind of people have you helped with this toolbox of yours? Do you want to give us a couple of examples of transformations that you've seen?
Yeah, it's been quite a few different ones. The first couple of ones that we got, or the biggest one that I've seen, has been a lot with around injuries, because I have a background in personal training, massage therapy, and some TCM as well, right? So coming back from injuries, and many times injuries is quite similar to autoimmune conditions, because someone has given you a diagnosis. So there's a belief system, there's a mental imagery about what is it that happened to me and what are the possibilities to heal or not to heal from here. Mm-hmm. That kind of creates the blueprint in your brain to move forward. So what I've done with the people is to really help them to start to look at whatever they have as it's the first time you're experiencing it. What if this is the first time you're experiencing this symptom, this lack of energy, this sluggishness, this whatever it is, this pain? And to really start to explore it from as much as neutral ground as you can. And we have a lot of different tools to help the stress that will come up, right? Because there will probably be a lot of strong emotions around this. So what we really do is to go in and allow the person to have a safe space to start to explore it and have new experiences with the sensations they're feeling, if it's pain. And pain is one that we've done a lot, right? When people had accidents, especially here in Thailand, you know, they're on motorbikes or drive on the left side here and the right side in other countries. So we help a lot of people with accidents. But we also worked, yeah, we worked with some autoimmune conditions, definitely. And I think the main thing is balance. It's what you want to look at, right? The body is vastly out of balance in many different ways. The nutrition is usually not balanced. The mindset is not balanced. Kind of the daily habits and practices might not be aligned with healing your body. And they might not actually believe deep down that it's possible to do this. I just do this because hopefully something will happen. But if you don't really believe in it, that's kind of where you need to start, in my opinion, because if your mind can't really make a formula of how it looks like for me to be safe and happy and whole and fulfilled, yeah, we'll need to start there. We need to create that mental imagery, because otherwise your body has a hard time creating a solution for it, a healing.
Yeah. So, map.
Yeah, map. Yeah, definitely a map. So I don't know specific, I don't remember specific cases when it comes to autoimmune, but I mean, I know you work with your thyroid, Sarah, we work with people.
Yeah,
with,
yeah. I mean, a lot of the people that are coming to us also, it's like, it's not just one thing that they want to work on. It's like the whole thing. And they understand that the situation that I'm in is caused by, they have some sort of emotional or spiritual understanding that the body, I need to take care of this from the inside. I can't, it's like I've been trying all the things on the outside, but it doesn't work. I resonate with this. And then a lot of people comes with like a mix of things. It's stress, and it's like, so the body, we're supposed to be able to digest our life, like the lifestyle that we live. But when we're not able to do that, we start to, the life force starts to go down, and we start to experience different symptoms. So people come to us when they feel a lot of stress, and they feel like something has gone too far. The relationships is not working anymore. They don't have a good relationship with themselves. They can start to experience different health problems. Something is poking on them, like this is like everything is getting worse and worse by the year, and it's like their life force is going down, their joy of life is going down, maybe they have chronic pain, relationship, like a marriage is not working. Like, it's different things because the symptoms are based on genetics and lifestyle and what we're prone to do. So many people come to us for that kind, that they need to change. They realize, I need to change my direction in life. And they come to us and make a massive, like, deep dive into what is holding them back.
It sounds like, you know, somebody would come to you if they really feel like they're on the wrong path. They need to get back on the right path. They're out of alignment with what they thought their lives would be like. And something's missing. So they need to go deep and try and figure out what it is that they need to be working on from then. So for people who are kind of early on in that journey and have just realized, actually, you know, I've got all this pain or whatever it might be. I'm probably not happy in either relationship or work or with the way my life's panning out. Mm. How would someone like that get started then to... Where would you recommend that they start to look at?
With us?
With you, or even if they're in their own lives, what should they start thinking about to help them start moving forward?
I mean, for me, it's about getting curious in about yourself, like understanding that the way forward is within, not without, and starting to connect with other people who are lovely people like us to follow and listen and see what resonates. And I always say that if you're going to start to work with someone, you always need to choose someone that you trust, that you have a high level of trust. Because when you work with trauma or any kind of stress, it's about a nervous system response that is created based out of fear or threat or lack of safety. So you have to work with someone that you trust. And I always recommend people to work with someone who has gone through what you want to go through so that you have that sense of experience that can guide you. Mm-hmm. And with us, usually we do assessment and consultation, and then we can guide them. We, for working with us, we have three different levels. We have one group container that is the least deep one, and then we have the middle one that is a private mentorship program where we create an individual program that we work with only you, that is, that can go as deep as you want, really. And then we have the third option is to come to the farm and really work through, like, do a deep detox, like a physical, emotional, spiritual detox, work with like shadow work, like the things that are not so easy to do on your own that you kind of need someone to mirror. And also, of course, get the hands-on treatment from Simba, where he's says he has such a magical healing that is like the body work. And then work with Mark also with ego dismantling and empowerment and things like that.
Okay, interesting. So there's different levels of service. Sorry.
Yes.
No. I think the main thing is really to get something going. I would say that's the main thing.
Do something.
This is how you can work with us and how we work. But if you're just new to the journey, I have no idea what trauma is, nervous system, and I don't even know you guys. You seem interested and motivated. You know, like, you know, if you come in from that space, you start doing something, right? I used to work as a personal trainer for many years, and people say, what diet works? The one you stick to, it might not be the right one for you, but the one you stick to and have consistency will get you to a result. If that's the result you want, great. If it's not, tweak, move. So it's about starting and having a consistency in something in daily routines. You know, go to bed at a certain time, wake up a certain time. And as you have that consistency, that creates the vehicles and moves you forward. But many times when people start, they're like, I'm not clear really about where I want to go. I don't know how to do it. I don't know what's going on. And I'm not sure which way to go because this guy says this supplement, this girl says this. And, you know, it's a jungle, right? So I really agree with what Sarah said. You know, just find what resonates with you and consistency, and it will guide you there.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like you have a whole gamut of things to offer. So if anyone is in that space and they're interested in learning more, how can they reach out to either of you?
You can read about our whatever we do at livingwiththespirit.com. The easiest way to get in contact with us is to message us on either any of the social media or WhatsApp or Telegram. And all of that information is on our website. That's mm-hmm. the best way to.
Okay. I'll put.
We're happy, always happy to guide, because we know that this is a very particular situation to be in, and we always invite for conversation, and there's no strings attached, because we can't work with someone who doesn't fully trust us. So it's about see if we are a good fit, and to know that. I mean, if people knew how to heal, they would do it already. So there's no. Mm-hmm. There's nothing strange in contacting us to see is this a good fit. I have these and these questions, so we know that it's it can be a big decision. So it has to be. They have to get to know us a little bit. So,
okay. Reach well, thank out. You so much. Do you have any closing thoughts, Simba or Sarah? Closing thoughts or comments?
You can probably heal from anything. Right, like you, I don't really think there is something you cannot heal from, but what you consider being healed, that might differ, you know. But if you can really believe in it, then your body can create anything, right? And I think that's the greatest insight and personal professional experience I had, even with teachers that I had that work with things that I'm like, I know this conceptually works, but they just wow, the things they do, right? So yeah, the faith, right? To really build that spirit connection and to yourself and the faith, and, you know, really be strong in that conviction, and then your body will follow.
Yeah, I second that. That's super. That's one of the big things that I want to give to people, that it's that there's hope.
Yeah.
That there are ways out of even, I mean, almost any kind of situation. If you are willing to do the work, and sometimes mm-hmm. willing to give up whatever made you sick in the first place, there is a way. If there's a will, there's a way. Truly.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take that message and I pass it on to everyone that's listening. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
For chatting to you. Super interesting. And I hope it helps everyone that was listening.
Thank you so much, Mireille.
Thank you. Beautiful.
Bye.
Bye-bye.